O Most Holy One, my God and my King, may some word that is heard be thine. Amen. Before I begin, I want to bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters of the 135 parishes of the Episcopal Diocese of Pennsylvania. Each week we pray for one another, and I bring you their love, their prayers, and their joy on this special day of confirmation and receptions. What talents do you possess that embrace the kingdom of God? Are they buried or are they visible? Think about it. This question is challenging, uncomfortable, and thought-provoking. A question Jesus places squarely in our lives. What are these talents of which Jesus speaks? Money? Ability? Or maybe an exceptional singing voice? Or maybe none of the above? For me, this question was unexpectedly answered in a cold parking lot of a homeless shelter. Jesus, as he always transforms and teaches, allowed me to glimpse talents. I witnessed the love of Christ in a profoundly human and transformative way. I was at the shelter one of those mornings when the wind blows right through you and the cold cuts to your bones. I noticed a lady sitting on one of those hard stone benches just outside the front door. It was breakfast and the line was forming, yet she seemed unconcerned. She wanted to move inside into the warmth of the building, and her hands tightly embraced the handle of a stroller. An 8 or 10 month old child was in the stroller sleeping. The lady and her baby were homeless. The small thin cloth covering the opening of the stroller was so light that it could not keep out the sun nor the cold. The mom was young, but the lines on her face and the premature gray betrayed her age. She was slowly moving the stroller back and forth in a gentle rocking motion. She was staring at the ground with that dismayed look on her face, as if attempting to grasp all the pain and suffering that was enveloping her life. Her beautiful, beautiful child had no idea he was homeless, wearing torn clothes, or sleeping in front of a homeless shelter. He was dreaming. There was a smile on his face, and his little legs were kicking as if he were running. It was one of those moments when you just want to sit down and cry because your heart is profoundly broken. I thought of where they had slept the previous night. I kept thinking, what caused this mother and her child to be on the streets? The fear she must feel each night as she pushes that stroller forward on those streets, watching, anxious, listening, looking around the corner, all while seeking safety, warmth, and acceptance, desperately seeking hope. Just then, from the corner of my eye, I could see an elderly homeless man move away from the breakfast line. He was weak, a bit wobbly, and moving backward, holding a cup in his hand. He stumbled and fell toward the woman and her child. He hit the stroller and spilled his drink all over the woman. He was on the ground, and her simple clothes were soaked, and her baby was now awake, and he was crying. Their worlds collided, and it seems that both were shattering down. So in reading today's gospel, I thought of that moment. And what do talents generally mean. Some may point to money giving an investment, maybe talents from God. Or talents could be those beautiful things, like when one pulls the strings at a perfect angle across another set of strings and makes beautiful music. Using your hand to hold a brush at a perfect angle and then create art. The physical prowess to sink a 30-foot jump shot. All talents in a different prison. So today, let's look at this gospel differently. Let's reimagine. Let's dream abundantly and look at this gospel as actual talents that God has given you. Talents that reflect the divine. Maybe some things like empathy, kindness, and humanity, even the gifts of sadness and longing, hope, laughter, and love. But in the world as we know, those types of talents and gifts are not appealing. It is a bit disheartening as we enter into the sacred season of Advent that marketing would have us believe that all our problems and the best gifts are a Mercedes-Benz wrapped in a big red bow. And yet we have all felt that seductive pull that entombs us in the hold of power, status, or physical perfection. We know what the world tells us. It's usually survival of the fittest. And we are encouraged to hold on to it, to bury it deep within self. Gifts buried so deep that they're challenging to unearth. Rarely do we find true, pure love, understanding, and humanity emphasized as good. And yet Jesus, in his beautiful way of teaching, is pointing to something radically different, a kingdom of heaven and not the idea of this world. God has given each one of you, a treasure that was never meant to be buried. Community, courage, faith, acceptance, and love are meant to be unearthed and shared daringly. They are sacred gifts. Let's discover them. Because we all know that inherently we are transformed by goodness. We are enveloped by beauty each time we reach out to one another, to that person sitting next to you, that person across the table, that person, that teenager in a different room, that person out there in the street. We just need the courage to give them life, to bring them out of the buried darkness. It has been said that when the Lord returns, he does not want to look at us and say, or have us say, look, Lord, everything is just as you left it. Each of us has talents to build and embrace this beautiful kingdom, to expand the edges for everyone and everything. The kingdom of God is about reclaiming what has been ruined and made beautiful once again. Vaclav Havel, imprisoned and confined by the communists, after his release, he was elected president of the new Czech Republic and addressed the United States Congress. He said, "The salvation of this human world lies nowhere else than in the human heart, in human responsibility. Responsibility for something higher than my family, my time, my country, and my success." We say that that is unbelievable and extraordinary. How can compassion, love, and humanity change the world? People would never believe it. And isn't this what God does with each and every breath? The unbelievable and the extraordinary. You think of all the simple things. Jesus as a baby in the manger. Simple child. Who would have expected it? Jesus meeting a woman drawing water at the well. Simple. And it changed her life. And she changed millions of people. A walk in a conversation on the road to Emmaus. A simple meal on the seashore after the resurrection. Mustard seeds, bread and wine in an upper room on a dark night. Jesus touching a leper. Cleansed and healed. And that person touched millions of people. All simple gifts of love and of God. And all exemplify God's love and God's reach. And we are called to do the same with each person, with each step, and with each breath that we take. And this is what you are doing here at St. Peter's. You reflect the face of Christ through profound and simple and good and life-changing treasures. The food ministry, the outreach, the sacred presence, the awareness of our mutual ministry and journey as brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. You, your talents, are changing the world. That day in the parking lot, three lives came shattering down together on a cold morning. The elderly homeless man was face first on the ground. His nose was cut and he was bleeding. In a soft, despondent way, he looked up at the woman and he said, "I am so sorry." The woman stepped forward with clenched fists. Her only clothes were soaked. Her baby was crying, and their collective worlds were collapsing further. I prepared for the outburst. She stood over him, reached down, grabbed his hands, and helped him up. She asked, "Are you okay?" They both struggled up, and the two leaned on one another for one instant. In that moment, despite her pain, her condition, and her suffering, her talents reflected the divine gifts of God, kindness, empathy, and love. Whatever was buried in her heart was multiplied right in front of me. Her talents continued to increase threefold, fourfold. They multiplied, so much so that a bishop of a church stands in this magnificent church and tells of a homeless woman, a homeless, faithful woman filled with love and compassion, a woman with no place to lay her head, but who lifted her brother in Christ up onto his feet. How will her talents ripple out into our lives and this world? My brothers and sisters, keep reaching out to one another. Keep lifting up one another. Have courage, have faith, and have Jesus Christ. What will awaken? What will be uncovered in your lives if you do so with each person? What was buried will be uncovered. You will touch one person and it will multiply twofold, threefold, and it will change the world. In this church, at a feeding program, through your outreach, through your acceptance, and through your love. When you do so, no one is the other, only children of God, only your brothers and sisters. These sacred gifts are given to you. I pray that you never lose the ability to remember, to uncover all those sacred gifts. Because of you, because of those gifts, remember, tonight there is a lady walking the cold streets of our city with a baby in a stroller. There is a person in your life seeking hope, forgiveness, and love. There is someone you will encounter today or this week who will need to see the face of Christ, and you will be that person. Will you reflect the face of Christ? So each day, each moment, increase your talents. Risk daringly, astonish profoundly, and use your talents to radically embrace the kingdom of God. This, my brothers and sisters, is truly where our treasure is to be found. And Christ is with us until the end of time. Amen. Amen.